Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is February 15, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. So our very first Monday night New Earth support team, as most of you may know, I had to change the night because I'm now going to be doing an internal family systems training a couple of times a month on Thursdays, and I figured it'd be a whole lot simpler for you guys to have it always on the same night instead of jumping around on different nights. So the members voted for Monday, so here we are. And it's always available on the recording, of course, if you can't make the live one. So same format as usual. We will, after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions. I'll spend a few minutes calling in a whole bunch of allies of love and light and high vibration and benevolent intent. We'll seal the container. And then I will guide you all into embodied awakening, take a few minutes to do that. And then once we're all spruced up and ready, we'll say to the allies, hey, here we are. How can we help support the new Aquarian age, the great awakening on Earth? And what typically happens is first we get a little personal cleanup, and some of us are processing heavy energy from the collective. And then we are all typically taken to the deepest awakening that we can achieve. Many people have reported attaining the new levels of awakening on these New Earth support team calls. And then just usually it's kind of a surrogate healing kind of thing. Each of us who is healed and taken to a higher level of awakening just radiates that to the collective. And it's really sweet. So that's what has been happening. It's been a while since we've actually deliberately sent energy or anything like that. It just sort of happens. And for you new folks who may be new to this, it's very passive. You basically just relax and let the divine work through you, as opposed to using the ego to do a lot of stuff. So that's kind of how it works. As always, I make two requests of you, whether you're live or on the recording. The first is please do only this. Please do not multitask. That's going to give you a better experience. And since we all co-create the field, and any one of us who is distracted is going to literally put distraction energy in there for everybody else. Whether you're live or on the recording doesn't matter. Works the same either way. So I do request just act like you're right here in the room with me and behave as if that was true. And the second is if you must depart the event before we've closed the container, and that's whether you're live again or on the recording, please just ask the divine, please ease me out of the container. And they'll kind of ease you out of the field very non-disruptively. And that way, if you must leave early for some reason, then you will be able to do so without disrupting what the rest of us are doing. So those are my perpetual requests for Awakening Plus events. So with that said, let's get rolling. So I invite you now to close your eyes. Relax. And as I call the directions and call the allies, I invite you simply to relax into passive breath awareness. Or if you're feeling the energy shifting, you can let the simple awareness of the energy be your focus. Either way, please remain passive. Otherwise, just witness what's happening. Please don't do anything from your ego. Here we go. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a co-chan in the Kuiti. Also, a quick technical note, I'm going to assume my voice sounds fine unless someone types in the chat room otherwise. I call myself to myself, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. Hmm. Also, I'm going to assume that my voice is still okay. The computer just flashed a message, but I'll assume we're good unless, again, someone tells me otherwise in the chat window. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco. I call Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, and Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Thesa, Mu, Wes, Deborah, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be an energetic sphere surrounding this good energy to hold it in and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Allies, please make any adjustment in our energetic field to clear any heavy energy and bring this vibration to the highest, clearest energy that serves highest good. Thank you. I ask that any beings of low vibration or malevolent intent be ejected from this field, be they human or otherwise. May the energy be brought to the highest, purest vibration that serves highest good. May the energetic container be reestablished. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Thank you. There, we got it. We had a little disruptive energy in there, but it feels clear now. Okay, so now it is time to call in our embodied awakening. For those who are new, I'll explain that this is calling your higher self to merge with your human self, just the amount you're ready for. The metaphor is that your body is a car and your human self slides over to the passenger seat and your divine drives. And if your human self at any point doesn't care for the divine's driving, you can at any point slide back over and take the wheel. The divine will step out with no fuss. Your human part is safe and is at no risk. The benefits of embodied awakening are there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll just know what to do more through intuition, and there is more bliss. There's a lot more to it, but those are the highlights. If you'd like to call in your embodied awakening now, knowing that your higher self will give you only the amount that you are ready for, and no more than that, then I invite you to now speak to your higher self out loud, repeating the following words. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and now just become passive. If you are feeling energy moving in or around you, let the energy itself be what you passively focus on. If you are not feeling energy moving, then hold awareness on your breath, allowing it to come and go as it will. Beyond that, you will get the best results if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just remain very passive and either focus on the sensation of the energy, or if you can't feel that, just feel the breath come and go. If you become distracted, don't fight it, don't try to change it. Consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest and let it be as it is. You return your attention back to your focus, whether that's energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, then just let it do its thing. You do your thing. Again, resisting it is counterproductive. Resisting the distraction will only make it stronger. So just focus back on breath or energy if you get distracted. The final nuance, if you wish, is to discover how little effort is needed even to become aware of the focus you're choosing. So if you'd like to play with this a moment, drop to zero effort and simply exist. And now that you've been at zero effort for a moment, just notice, is your focus present anyway? Are you, even though you're not deliberately focusing, do you still have some awareness of energy or breath? If you do, then zero effort's probably enough to stay at zero. Within vocations, the less effort expended to hold the focus, the better. Extra effort just slows things down. And now I'm feeling like a lot of us are in embodied awakening. I am able to feel both those on the live call and those on the recording, and it feels like most are already there. So how do you know you are in embodied awakening when all the following is true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, the state holds itself. You got all that going on, just relax, enjoy. And we will leave a moment for others who are not quite there to be lifted into the state, or that's probably not the best phrasing, to allow the state to come down into you. Because you're not going anywhere. You're still in your body. The divine is coming down to merge with you. Remember that effort is counterproductive beyond passive awareness of what's happening anyway. You set it in motion with the invocation words, then you chill and let it come to you. We'll leave just a moment longer. If you're still in embodied awakening, just hang there a moment longer, please. Oh, yeah. And being in embodied awakening is not a prerequisite to continue. In fact, the awakening can be all sorts of shades of gray. There's a whole spectrum from no divine awareness to complete divine awareness, and the further toward complete, the better as far as I'm concerned, but you know, even partway there is a step in the right direction. Okay, the divine is now ready for us. I'll speak on our behalf. Divine allies, we come to serve. We wish to serve the great Aquarian age, the great golden age arising on planet Earth. We come to serve the energies of love and light. And we are now ready, we are willing, we are now open, passive, relaxed, and ready. And however we can serve, we are willing to do so in the way that serves the highest good of all, including those who are serving. Let it be so. So the energies are starting to move. And again, those of you who are fairly new to this process, now you just relax, you be passive, everything's going to run itself. Your job is to just relax. And again, if you have energetic awareness, just rest in the awareness of what is happening all on its own. If you don't have energetic awareness, you can still be helpful. Just rest in breath awareness. What I will be narrating moving forward is what I'm experiencing. This is what most of the people on the call are experiencing. If your experience is different, do not use any effort to match my description. Relax and go with what is happening uniquely for you. Customized experiences are very common on these calls. So relax and go for the ride. And once again, I assure you, you will not be given more than you're ready for. There will not be more challenging energy coming through you to be healed or released. You will not get more ecstasy than you can handle. It will all be perfectly moderated by your divine self and the allies. So what's happening for me is my body is shaking, and that means a lot of heavy energy is coming through. So as commonly happens at this point in our process, we are getting personal cleanup. Some are already being given heavy energy from other sources, whether that's other humans or areas of planet Earth that need a little cleanup. You do not need to know what it is. Sometimes we know and sometimes we don't. And you don't need to do any effort. There's no healing invocation needed. There's no visualizing needed. Just relax and know that the divine is running it. And if they're putting heavy energy through you, they will make sure it gets all the way through, or that it gets transmuted to love and light and integrated, which will only make you more awake. So it all comes down to relax and allow. Wow, we got 67 people. That's even more than we were getting on Thursdays. It's like this Monday night's going to work out. There may be periods of silence here or there, or I may be talking the whole time. I never know. I just speak as guided. But if there are periods of silence, know that I'm still with you, I'm still present, and the energy is still moving. As I said earlier, for those who may have joined me after my initial description, or joined us, I should say, you may experience powerful experiences of healing and or awakening during this call. And the basic idea is you are healed, you are awakened as a surrogate for those on earth. And each one of us who receives healing or receives awakening is doing so, in a sense, on behalf of many others. In fact, even as I'm saying this, the healing round has ended, at least for the moment, and now I'm feeling all this beautiful divine energy starting to saturate my physical body. They got to kind of make room first by flushing out the heavy energy, and then they bring in the high vibration energy. So relax and allow your cells to be saturated with this beautiful light. The more passive you stay, the greater your service will be. If you're more accustomed to more active service modalities, this is not one of them. Here we relax, we completely open, we completely let go. And we allow these beautiful divine allies to make use of us, our consciousness, and our bodies. We are always very well cared for and very beautifully rewarded. Everybody wins. Which kind of makes sense. We are part of the humans on earth being helped, even as we're helping. So why would we not receive blessing? And of course, those who serve are abundantly blessed. So there's a little more heavy energy moving through me, and you may now be experiencing alternating or even simultaneous clearing of heavy energy, influx of divine light. They're just kind of going free form now. So chances are actually pretty good that you may be experiencing something other than what I'm describing. I'm getting a sense of a lot of different things happening all at the same time. So again, just relax, let go, let the energy move. We are in clear, protected space. There is only love and light here. And any heavy energy brought in for clearing will be doing so under carefully controlled circumstances, and no one's going to get messed up by it. Just relax, open. And now I'm having a greater awareness of our blended field. Again, we have about 66 people on the call right now, which means we are creating our own field of combined divine energy. A field of shared consciousness. This includes and transcends our individual human awareness. And even beyond that, I'm aware that this group of us, the live and the folks on the recording at any point that they're listening are also merging with the massive number of light workers around the planet. I always get the sense we're kind of in low Earth orbit. And there's such a vast number of light workers here, it's just beyond counting. I mean, it's like just a sea of beings all around the planet. Probably more accurate to say it's an atmosphere of beings. So we're part of a very large group, and depending on how conscious you are, you might also be aware of being blended with this entire field of beings, perhaps even the consciousness of the planet herself. Again, the more your capacity for consciousness, the more you'll be aware of. And whatever you're aware of is perfect. It's not a contest. So my own experience right now is once again feeling an influx of high vibration energy into my body. I can feel my cells and DNA being tuned up. Well, to be precise, I'm feeling the cells being tuned up. I'm not feeling the DNA, but that's probably getting affected too. I am feeling heavy energy flushing out my feet, as again, the awakening and the healing are all running simultaneously. I'm aware of a certain amount of thought form and image swirling in the field. And that's normal for this sort of thing. If you're aware of all that, just acknowledge it's there, but don't focus on it. You will probably get your best result and offer the greatest service when you simply relax into the sensation of what's happening. In the inner world, feeling and seeing are the same sense. Some are a little more on the visual side. Some are, like me, are a little more on the kinesthetic side. Some have both. So whatever your way of experiencing the inner world is fine. We'll take any awareness we can get. And all means of perceiving are equally valid. Yeah, the energy just shifted to a sweeter, higher vibration. Very nice. Yeah. And again, I feel the awakening energy getting stronger, subtler. Once again, the trend of our calls is that the main way in which we are serving is to allow ourselves to go to a new level of awakening beyond any we've experienced. And right now, the divine appears to be working with each of us to tune us up even higher to subtler frequencies, thus serving the collective. Our awakening radiates to everybody else. I'm feeling a little bit of effort in the field beyond what's needed. So if you are using effort, if you are trying to make something happen, if you are visualizing, please desist. Let that go. Trust that your opening and becoming passive is going to give you an even better experience. Thank you. I have no idea if that person or persons was live or on the recording, but it doesn't matter. I feel it just the same. Relax, allow. Yeah, it's a sweet field. I'm getting some very sweet blissful sensations in my brain. There's an ecstasy that simply won't fit into words, but hopefully you're feeling it yourself as well. And now they're inviting us to completely let go. They're saying, don't even hold a focus, just be, just relax completely. They said, we got you. Just be. And the more you're able to simply exist right now with no effort and no focus, the more completely you will blend into this beautiful group field. And the more helpful your service will be. Yeah, many of us are feeling we are the field of energy in this higher level. There is no individuated self. It's all just a soup of ecstasy. Just relax and let yourself be that blended field of beautiful, ecstatic energy. And a few of us can relax even more than that. Just try that drop to absolute zero effort. Just try it for a moment if you're not there already. Yeah. And everyone in the field is feeling the folks who just did that. And everybody's feeling better. We all co-create this, guys. I'm describing it, but we're all co-creating it. Every one of us is affecting the field. And now we're getting even deeper and subtler into the ecstasy. Just relax into that. Let these allies take you even deeper into your divinity. This is just so sweet. Just relax into that beautiful feeling. And stay completely passive, please. Just let it run itself. And most of me is in the blended field, but I'm starting to notice the energy starting to trickle into my physical body. Trickle is not quite the right word. They're starting to bring some of this ecstatic, super high vibration energy into my physical body, and they're starting to upgrade it to hold this. It's all running at the same time. It's possible to have a both hand awareness. You can both be in the sweet blended field, fully present there, and you can have awareness of your physical body all at the same time. It's a both hand. And there's no effort, there's no choosing. You simply naturally have a certain amount of awareness in both places. And it can even be more than two. I remember one journey I had where I had five distinct points of awareness at five different levels, all running at the same time. And I'm sure many, many more is possible beyond that. So however many levels you're awake on right now, just let it be so and relax into whatever you're experiencing. Yeah, they just took us up another notch. I'm feeling the brain ecstasy that correlates to that. And of course, the larger field of bliss. Y'all are doing really good here. Very, very impressive. Thank you so much for your beautiful surrender and just being, just letting the divine make use of us for the great global awakening. Thank you so much for being part of this. It's getting even more multidimensional now. There's no words for this, but it's going deeper and it's added a whole new dimension to the experience. That's about all I can say about it. But just relax and feel it for yourself. Okay, but no effort, guys. I feel some people trying to feel it. That's not going to work. Just relax and allow. And if your consciousness is ready to experience it, that extra dimension will be added to your awareness as well. Everybody's being given exactly the experience that serves them. Yeah, just relax, allow. Very nice. That's it. Yeah, even deeper now. Yeah, the allies are saying this one should go into the best of list. The energy is so good. Yeah, just fully, fully let go. The energy is so available. It's so sweet. The quality of it is sort of like a nice hot bubble bath, but it's just a bubble bath of divine energy. Now I'm feeling my physical body a little more present. I feel the energy we've been working with now more strongly saturating my physical body. Little heavy energy is being shaken out to make room for it, to allow the higher vibration. Yeah, so now you may notice your more present in your physical body, and notice how different it feels. It probably feels much more like energy than flesh. This is reflecting the consciousness you're holding. And give them a moment just to really saturate your physical body with its new energy. So that you can walk with it as your new normal in your daily life. They would love each of us to walk all day, every day as awakened beings, radiating love and light everywhere we go, in everything we do. Ooh, that's nice. Okay, I think we're back. I feel now very solid in my physical body. That's where most of my awareness is. And that feels complete. That was a little quicker than usual. It's now 8:46 Eastern Time here on the live call. Yep, they're saying we're done. So I will call the directions and wrap up the energetic part, give an announcement or two, and then we'll move on to feedback if anyone cares to share. But first, let me do the formal closing of the Mesa. Pachamama, Mamakia, Wirakocha. Thank you, allies. So grateful for this beautiful New Earth support team call. Great start for our Monday night series. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please, allies, remain with those people for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? That's formal closing. If you'd like to learn more about working with these invocations to maintain embodied awakening all day, every day, and also to clear any heavy energy that may come up, My free invocation masterclass, if you haven't already done it, is at astroshaman.com. The last word on the menu bar there is invocations. Just click that and follow the instructions there, and you'll be able to get all six lessons of the free invocation masterclass if you want to learn the details of how to, again, have this kind of consciousness all day, every day, and deeper. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, these Monday night calls for new support team are always free and open to everybody. But if you want to go even deeper, the membership has lots of cool stuff. We about half the calls we do are members only. In fact, we have calls on Tuesday and Wednesday this week that are members only. Tomorrow night we do our amazing shamanic breathwork event. That's super intense, and a lot of people had major breakthroughs last time we did this a couple of months ago. And then Wednesday night is our community support call. We do those twice a month so members can interact with each other and form deeper community. We also have archived events. We're now up to over 300 archive events. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a best of page, so you can pick the absolute best of them. You can get an accountability partner. There's all kinds of wonderful stuff in the membership. Again, it's $1 for a 30-day trial. If you then continue after 30 days, it'll automatically put you at 19 a month. And if even that's more than you can do, then just let me know and we'll drop you to $9 a month. And again, any existing members at 19 who are having trouble paying that, just let me know and we'll drop you to 9. You can flip back and forth between 9 and 19, all you need to. Thank you all so much. We all have lots of things we can be doing. I'm so grateful that so many people showed up for this. So super grateful. I'm glad the Monday night call started off with a lot of great folks here. Okay, so I've, one last that I'll mention. If you're called to work with me personally at astroshaman.com, you can read about the services I do for astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and all the other stuff I do. So feel free to check that out if you're called. And that's all the announcements. Let's now open it up to feedback. I'm going to allow, you can unmute yourself if you wish. So you're welcome to type in the chat window, or you can just unmute your mic and talk. If you're on the Zoom interface, then just click that little microphone icon to take the slash off it. If you're on a phone, star six will mute and unmute you. And while we're waiting for someone live, I'll read what's in the chat window already. Anjali typed, "Whoa, very deep energy tonight. Haven't knocked out of consciousness during in a while." So she got put to sleep a bit. That happens a lot when you're not quite ready to hold the vibration we're at, but just keep showing up and you'll be able to hold consciousness there eventually. Patricia typed, "Wow, that was so amazingly awesome." Rebecca types, "Thank you." Kay says, "Intense, powerful. Thank you." Yolanda typed, "Wowzers." Pamela typed, "Thank you so much. Loved how deep we went." And someone else is typing, "Is there a replay?" This is Anita. "Is there a replay of today's meditation?" As I mentioned a moment ago, members get the replays. So I don't make the replays available to just anyone, but again, just join up as an Awakening Plus member. You'll get immediate access to over 300 replays. So just, Anita, just join us on Awakening Plus. Go to awakeningplus.com, try your $1 for 30-day trial, and see what you think. Brenda is typing, "Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone. This tonight was so beautiful, so peaceful." Birika, thank you. Patricia says, "Me too. I got super warm, and it why itchy?" Itchy is because energy is getting stirred up to be released. And Viorica says, "Can't wait for tomorrow." She's referring to the the shamanic breathwork event. Lots of people typing. I'm trying to keep up with them here. Nathan typed, "I fell asleep and had a dream. People were wearing frog masks and shaking lanterns near me." That's interesting. Sandra types, "Thank you so much. Love and blessings to all." Wow, sounds like people had some good experiences here. If anyone would like to actually speak, just unmute your mic. It's always nice to hear people's voices. Or not, as you wish. And I forgot to say this explicitly, I think, but once we've closed the ceremony, if you need to, click away or stop your recording, that's all good. The reason I do the formal closing right away at the end is so those who must go to other things can depart, and those who want to hang around can hang around. Let's see. Rebecca types, very sweet experience. Brenda says, I felt the heat energy down through my spine, into my hips and pelvis area. All was of such comfort. So grateful. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad you had a great experience, Brenda. Yeah, over and over again, we show up to serve and we get served. The divine just can't help itself. I just love the whole setup where, in order to help the collective, we ourselves must be healed and awakened. That's such an awesome setup. Pretty cool universe we got here. And since no one is unmuting, I'll just mention, in my opinion, the kind of work we're doing here is some of the most important work that can be done to bring about a more peaceful planet. My own belief, as I've stated in the past, but not recently, is that it's an inside job, and no external change will stick if it does not reflect the inner consciousness of those holding the energy of the change. Therefore, you can externally try to create a peaceful structure out there, but if you internally are still not peaceful, if you still have a lot of violent energy within yourself or disrupting energy, that will inevitably get reflected back into the outer reality. So what we do here is we create a more consistently peaceful inner reality, and we hold more harmony and peace within ourselves, or that we make our fundamental vibration more harmonious and sweet. And thus we cannot help ourselves. Our actions come into alignment with that inner energy, and we affect the collective because everyone is affecting everything else. I just read an awesome book about holding 5D consciousness. In fact, the lady is going to be our presenter next month. I'll bring up her name here in just a moment. I'm spacing her name out, but I will certainly share it soon. But I love her vision. She says, she talks about the 9 dimensions of consciousness, and she says the fourth dimension is like this dome above us. And that dome is what blocks or lets in the divine light of the higher levels. And I love her way of thinking about it. She says, okay, every single one of us, the consciousness we're holding is affecting that dome. Every one of us who holds a clear, more pristine awareness, the dome gets a little more transparent. Those of us who are all stuck in suffering and, lower vibration energy, it kind of clouds the dome up a little bit. So that's a lovely way of thinking about it, where that kind of gives you an image, a metaphor for how your unique consciousness will affect the collective, because every single human affects how dense or transparent that dome is that lets the divine light in. So it's a nice metaphor to what think about it. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I'm still riding the wave here.
Yay.
So the experience, as always, is different, but tonight it's I had a little bit of the body jerking, different jerking movements, but waves of the smooth energy and the chill bumps under the skin, and that still continues.
Nice.
It's been going on, I don't know, for 45 minutes now. But it's very interesting. Yeah. What a
Well,
ride.
yeah. And Deanna, thank you. You've been showing up so consistently on these calls. I'm so grateful that you're attending with such regularity and really blessing us with your consciousness. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for holding space and allowing this. This is quite helpful.
No. I mostly do it just because it's so much fun. I wouldn't be doing awakening.
Resembled that remark.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing this 2 or 3 times a week if I wasn't having a good time. I promise
Right, exactly.
that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I missed a Patricia's comment. She said, saw so many beautiful colors at the start of this. That's beautiful. Would anyone else like to share their insights? Yolanda, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. So I just wanted to share that there's been a, I guess, an evolution with how, how I've been feeling or how I've been experiencing these meditations. And in the beginning, I would totally just knock out and fall asleep. And, I thought I was doing it wrong. But, gradually what started happening, especially now, it's like I get this pressure in my face, like right behind my, in my sinuses or something. And it's really, and then it's a, like a prelude to, like seeing little things fluttering, as I, my eyes are closed and I see these things fluttering and it's like butterflies going across my vision. And then sometimes there's colors and at some point when you tonight when you said that we were blended into the collective I had a thought and it wasn't mine because this is not my thought. I don't have this. It's like, oh, I have five dogs and something else was going on. I don't have five dogs. And I was like with my five dogs, like at the dog park, throwing a frisbee, this whole thing. And, it's just all these random kind of experiences, like the gentleman that said he had, people with frog masks or whatever, like the same kind of things were happening as I was, in the meditation tonight. But just like Deanna, it's still, I'm still riding that wave and it just keeps getting better and better. And, it's like a thank you for facilitating this. And somewhere out there, Methuselah is somewhere out there, I'm sure. I haven't been here a couple of nights because I got a new job and it doesn't allow me to get here. So, but yeah, I miss her voice on these lives.
Yeah, she makes it when she can.
Yeah. Okay. I just thought I would share that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, my perception, one of the reasons I eventually changed it from newest support to newest support team is we do have a lot of folks like you, Yolanda, who are showing up with quite strong regularity. And a lot of people are seem to be showing up every single time. And we are building skill and we are becoming a more coherent service collective. And it's just beautiful to see it happening. And it takes all of us to do it. So I'm just so really honored and humbled and grateful that so many of y'all are coming with consistency and helping us do our small little part in helping the Great Awakening. It's really lovely work.
It's really cool. That's something I'm feeling too. And it's funny because people ask me what I'm doing right now. And I'm like, oh, some things, but I really feel like this is such a, I feel like I'm growing so much. And I love you guys so much because it's like we merge on this level and it's really awesome. I do. I feel like I'm doing a lot of really great stuff and it's so effortless. I love it. No heavy lifting. It's cool. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Patricia. Kay, would you like to share?
Yeah, I just, I'm so grateful and another wonderful evening. But I just wanted to share an interesting experience I had that when you say to drop to zero effort, I had this has happened another time and it happened today that I suddenly feel like I'm released from holding myself back and that the effort I had been using before, I realized was to hold myself back. So when I drop the effort, it feels like I'm suddenly free to just explore. And I feel this impulse to go out and explore the shared space. Well, although that's not something that I'm going to do with any effort, but it's like very an effortless flowing out to explore.
Okay, so it's happening on its own, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
Oh,
it's
that's perfectly fine. That's great.
Yeah, and I feel that it's actually this amazing space that I'm free to almost fly in or just actually explore it. And it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, that's been my experience. Ayahuasca taught me that over many ceremonies, how you just, you know, at first I was trying to make things happen in the inner worlds and it all got gummed up. And when I finally got the message, I just chill and let the divine lead me and let the experiences come organically and naturally. Then they got really amazing because there's simply no way a human ego can navigate in those inner realms a fraction as well as the divine intelligence that is those realms can create experience for you. So I've just learned that so clearly that when you're in the inner worlds, just relax and let things happen. That works so much better for me. And it seems to work well for us too. So I'm so glad you had those awesome explorations, Kay. Thank you for sharing that. I see that Linda has raised her hand. You'll need to unmute yourself though, Linda. So feel free to hit your unmute and yeah, there you are.
Hi, Benjamin. Oh my gosh. I'm with you. I feel like I dissolve into some nothing. And I'm like, it's like such an enlightening experience. It's unreal. I love it. And I don't know where I go because I'm gone. I don't know. You know, it's just, it's an amazing space and it feels so incredible. I feel like I'm buzzing all over the place. I love that.
Awesome. Well done.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too. And I want to give a shout out to Mother Ayahuasca, as well as San Pedro and the mushroom spirit. It really is 15 years of my work with those plant spirits that took me from thick as a brick to able to hold space like we're doing this here. And I just could not have done it without them. So I want to give huge credit to those awesome plant spirit teachers that helped me so much. They are, you always hear me call them, and they are very present in the field, and along with the other allies, they are. What they're basically doing is making possible for all of you guys experiences that it took me years of grueling ceremonies to get to. So I'm so grateful that the work I did in getting to where I'm at is now being
worked
with you guys. Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that, Gina?
I don't have freaking pizza. I'm gonna get $20 bill because I'm what in the world. I know it is, but they pay $5, but you got to get what.
Okay, so Gina, would you please stop unmuting yourself because what you're saying is not helpful to our group. Thank you. I'm sure that was unintentional.
5 days only, you said walk. And instead of 5 days only.
Okay, I'm going to remove Gina from the place because she is unfortunately creating an issue. So sorry. Oh, a wrong person. Okay. I think she removed herself. We're good. Okay. So there were a few things typed I want to share as well. Sue typed, "Hi all, first timer today. Sweet, felt energy flowing into my pelvis area and then later around my crown chakra. A top to bottom experience. Thank you. I'm in heavy duty trauma resolution at the moment. So this has been a lovely beginning to my Tuesday here in the hilly edge of Melbourne, Australia." Of course, Australia is about 14 hours ahead of us. So it's their Monday morning. I'm sorry, it's their Tuesday morning. Well, it's our Monday night. So thank you so much for joining us, Sue. I hope you'll come back. And let me see. And some other thank yous. Beautiful. Okay. Brandy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for the extra little clearing cleanup at the beginning. So I'm here in Austin, Texas, and I'm one of the people that's been without power for like 18 plus hours at this point. Ooh, so I knew I wanted to be on the call, but I also knew I was bringing like a little chaotic energy, but that helped like calm me down and clean me off. And I just wanted to say thank you. That was appreciated.
Yeah. And I'll just mention, if you're feeling a little chaotic, you can still come on the call because, you know, being on the call will help clear some of that heavy energy away. So as long as you're coming with good intention and doing the best you can, by all means, join us on these calls.
Totally. Thank you so much. I always look forward to these.
Oh, so glad you're coming, Brandy. Thank you. Okay. Deanna.
Benjamin, that, yeah. Brings up something actually from a week or two ago.
Okay.
If
if we were unable to join, say, right at the beginning, but we could join 10 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
Once you've closed the container, if we're still coming in with high vibration and good intention, it's okay to join late?
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I felt that now, it is so rare. Now, for example, tomorrow night on the shamanic breath work, I'm going to lock that call a few minutes after it starts. But I'm letting people know that in advance. That is a very much a closed container experience. With these calls, we have enough veterans who can, they come in 15, 20 minutes late. They can kind of sink right into the energy, and that's all fine.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Don't be shy about jumping in late if you have to.
I mean, yes, next time I absolutely will. But a week or two ago, I was disappointed because I was 15 minutes late and I thought, no, I'm not going to bother them.
No.
You were the next time I'll bother you.
Please do. Okay, cool. All right. So I'm getting kind of a wrap up signal, but we'll last call for one last person who might want to speak.
Okay. I would like to say something.
Welcome.
Thank you for a wonderful night. That was so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So I felt so much relief when you said, you know, just really let go. You know, the allies want you to know that they're holding you completely or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I just like let go. And I was like, oh my God, this feels so good. I felt like everything was taken care of. Like everything. And so then when we say, or when you say, you know, you want it to be effortless when you're navigating the inner planes. And I guess the embodied awakening is that we want it to be effortless when we're embodying or when we're in the outer planes as well. Like if we're doing the dishes or, you know, paying our bills and things like that. Like the idea is that is it supposed to feel as good as this?
Well, it could.
That would be nice. Has that happened to you?
More and more. A typical day for me starts, I begin waking up, you know, in my bed, just coming to, you know, daily consciousness, and I'm already in ecstasy. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it takes me a while to get out of bed because I'm just laying there. This feels so good. I don't even want to get up. Mm-hmm. Such bliss. And then I start doing my day and consciousness goes where it's needed. There's always for me the baseline of bliss and ecstasy. But again, if I'm doing intense mental work, you know, I'll be mostly focused into the left brain and doing that stuff or whatever I need to be doing. The energy will be put there. What I can say is over the years that I've been cultivating the deeper awakenings is it becomes less effortful. There's less left brain needed. Increasingly, I'm in flow state more consistently, and the nature of that flow state gets deeper and more effortless and more blissful. And it has gotten to the point where I can no longer even draw a line between my human self and my divine self. That merged a while back, and it's all just the same now. And yet there's always room for deepening. And I mainly chalk it up to, again, the tremendous help I've gotten from my plant spirit allies, although there's many ways to get there that don't require that, and just sheer persistence. Just not giving up. I'm just so passionate about awakening and healing and assisting others with that. That is my mission. That is why I'm here. And so I put a great emphasis on that. But mm-hmm. The answer is, yeah, you stick with this stuff, whatever. If these tools are working for you, any other tools or techniques are working for you, do what's working for you to deepen the awakening and get the healing going. And you will go deeper and deeper and deeper. And there's, for most, there will be no bottom to it or no top or however you're conceiving it. It just will get sweeter and sweeter. As I like to say, instead of saying things like it doesn't get any better than this, you'll say it always gets better than this, because mm-hmm. most will always have awakening room available. And as Adyashanti, the awesome non-dual spiritual teacher, says, if you have an awakening and it's what you thought it was going to be, it's not a real awakening. Because as I have experienced repeatedly, when the next awakening comes, it's always a complete surprise. And the quality of it is literally unable to be anticipated and also cannot be expressed in words. So I can't even verbalize it, but you know it when it happens. And it's like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. And I love it. Kind of energy, you know, is the vibe.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, I strongly encourage persistence with your spiritual stuff because it just makes everything in life just so much more wonderful. And especially now with the big awakening wanting to happen, you know, we're of such important service to the collective now. So everybody wins when a person really gets with it and gets the awakening deepening. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. All right. So that's a wrap. Thank you all so much for hanging out and talking. I'm happy that about half the people are still here. Thanks for hanging out. And we'll wrap it for now. Again, if you're a member or are going to become a member real quick, tomorrow night on the 16th of February, we've got the really intense shamanic breathwork call. And then Wednesday night, we've got the group support call. And we always do at least two calls a week and sometimes three. And thanks all for being here. And good night.